The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Here we are.
What's happening?
You sound exactly like I do.
Yeah. I was trying not to talk on the way home because my voice is gone.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But now let's talk for an hour.
Yeah, let's do that. And then I don't have to talk all week.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. We're back here from the Forbidden Fantasy Show. Now, we've attempted this before. Are you ready, by the way? We all ready?
I'm recording.
Yeah, me too.
I'm in focus, I think.
Uh-huh. Usually I'm, I have a cup of coffee while we sit and talk, and I have my little drop mug. But this time I brought in the... Got a big guy going down right now to try to get us through this.
Got it.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
No coffee, because I turned my coffee machine off.
And, you mean you turn it off? Like
to keep the water warm?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't notice that till the last minute, and I was like, oh well.
So, yeah. So what we're doing here, it's Sunday. We literally just got home from the Forbidden Fantasy Show. I got home a little earlier today. You got home a little bit ago.
Yeah.
But so we're going to attempt to do a post show episode talking about the Forbidden Fantasy Show.
And this will be a two-parter for sure, because there's going to be a bunch of stuff we talk about today and then we're going to forget a million things.
Good. Yeah. Good point
for the next one. So yeah.
So hang on. And also, we've attempted to do this before. Coming back from a show and knocking out an episode. And we're so delirious and tired that sometimes it's not stellar. So hang on to your pants. But also, yeah. I think everybody will be surprised that it is Monday morning currently that you're listening to this. And there is an episode. P.S. I talked to a lot of people over the weekend. And they're like, oh, yeah, episode Monday. And I said, maybe Tuesday.
Yep.
But here we are. We're here. We're doing it. We're showing up. Is what we're doing.
Hey, I'll pat myself on the back because I think I showed up all weekend. I showed up every night. Into later than most people.
I was flabbergasted.
And to go, here's a backstory that I learned about myself this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Is that for the last few years, I've let everybody down quite a bit as far as hanging out at our show.
I mean, letting down, that's a little hard on yourself, but
yeah.
But yeah.
But the same reaction was, okay, so Thursday, it wasn't Thursday night, but mostly Friday. Like Thursday night, me and Brent and Joey were out there till 2 something in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just walking around the grass, planning, parking and all that. And then both Friday and Saturday night, after everything calmed down, my plan, I go inside, take a shower, come back down. As I'm walking in, everyone's like, see you tomorrow, man. See you tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to take a shower and I'm come back down. Yeah, right. They're like, no, you're not. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, dude. You hung in there. You hung tough every night. I was surprised about that.
Yeah.
But, so what you're saying is our adventure started Thursday. We all showed up Thursday, which I said it all weekend. Thursday felt like a Friday. Yep. I thought I was getting there Thursday early, and it was going to be just, dead and chill and just, almost like we were there just kind of by ourselves.
Yeah.
No way, dude. It felt like Friday, which then turned into being Friday, and it felt like a Saturday.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was good.
I was just reading a post on Facebook, and it said, someone said, it looks like from the coverage, looks like the Forbidden Fantasy Show is, the place to be.
It was.
Someone in the comments said, looks like it's only a one-day show, and everyone's like, no, it's a two-day show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a Friday and Saturday show, basically.
Right, yeah. So. It was popping. It was popping the entire time.
There was like a lot of people there. Like I was just standing in front of the cantina, which if you've never been to our show, the cantina is a bar snack cafe thing right outside of the pool area, which just right next to the show area, next to the DJ. And I'm just standing there looking both directions and there's just people.
A sea of people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to like get into specifics of it, but the Forbidden Fantasy show was always one of like, as far as like us selling merchandise and stuff was concerned, it was always one we could rely on to do really well.
Yeah.
And getting to the Avi, it was always like that back in the Paris days, but starting at the Avi, you know, it was turning into that. It was going real well. And then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then we went through all that stuff. And it seemed like even when we came back from COVID, it was like this slow roll. And yeah. To be completely honest with you, from my perspective, I felt like this was the first time it was like OG Avi, you know, full force.
It could have been like this last year if we knew we could have sold more spots in the parking
lot. Yeah, that's right. Because we did open it up to 250 more cars.
No, 150 more.
150. Okay.
Yeah, because usually at the Avi, the asphalt area was split like 30% down the middle to allow people to still launch their boats. Mm-hmm. But last year at the last minute, they told us we could have the entire parking area, but that didn't give us time to sell more spots. So this year we knew we had to do that. And by filling that asphalt area, actually made that asphalt area really cool. It looked like it was awesome.
And that, and so you talking about the sea of people in the cantina.
Yeah.
In years past, when there was definitely like this, like, this is probably maybe not the best word to use for it, but the segregation of the two between the grass area and the parking lot area. So that flow would always be up at the top through the cantina around the top.
Yep.
And it never really flowed into the parking lot, but that's not true. This time it was from the cantina all the way down that like driveway area and through the parking lot was a constant just buzz of people.
And even around the boat ramp with the way Severed parked and then the way Freaks continued it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a plan that Jamie McBride and myself kind of were like working out, like trying to get that area to flow too. And it worked. Plus putting the food over on, people there this time, putting them over there. It drew people through that area. They had a reason to go down there. And that's
right.
A big part of my plan.
Yeah.
Is getting people on the asphalt and being okay with being on the asphalt.
Right.
And it worked.
It worked phenomenally. It was great. Like I said, it was jamming all weekend. I said this to Angie again, like, not to go into too much detail about it is, but like we do these things. They're really fun going to car shows and selling merchandise. And that's my job. That's your job. That's our job. And it seems fun, but man, do we work for it. It is a lot of work.
And this weekend was a three-part weekend for you.
Yeah.
The show, obviously, and then the booth, which Kim, you know, Glenn and Kim. Glenn's my sidekick with the show.
Uh-huh.
And then Kim is just like, they actually got engaged this weekend.
They did. Yes, congratulations to Kim and Glenn.
Yep. So Kim, it just runs the booth. I don't have to even think about it.
The way I was referring to her all weekend is she's the patron saint of booths.
Yes.
that's Kim.
Because a few times I looked down and she was running both of our booths.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. And even with Angie was there, Kim was still running
Angie
both
was on
booths.
Vacation.
Yeah, Angie was Angie definitely was on, taking
she
vacation.
She was having a good time.
Yeah, Angie had a great time.
Yeah, so do that. And then the other piece of this, that three-part puzzle that has come into play now is the truck.
Your truck, yes.
My truck. Mm-hmm. So before I didn't have to worry about my truck. The last 2 years I have, mm-hmm. and it's an added thing. That event and pulling that off was something else.
And that's why everybody who comes to the booth and says, "Hey, where's your truck?" I mean, it's a fine question. I don't get angry about it or anything, but it is like that's the reason why it's not both. Because it's like a whole nother job.
Yeah.
It's like taking care of this vehicle and, you know, making it presentable and, you know, making sure that that's taken care of is a whole nother thing. So,
And just getting it there.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to have the big enclosed trailer and your truck full. Well, I mean, granted, you had also club stuff, too, but it still was a whole thing.
That thing was packed down on the way there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was packed down on the way home, but on the way there, I don't know how much a Tacoma weighs, but I know that trailer weighs like 3,500 to 3,800 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Tacoma, and then I had like 7 easy ups.
Yeah. Big easy ups. 10x20s.
No. I just had 1 10x20.
Oh yeah, because I had the other 10x20. Yeah,
and then I had a bunch of 10x10s. I had all my boost stuff, all the club stuff, all the raffle stuff, which the raffle stuff, usually Switch brings that. But we switched it up this year, and Vair didn't bring it. They shipped it to me, so that's I brought them.
So you had to bring 10 dual packs.
Also, had to bring all, I went shopping here instead of in Bullhead. So I had all of these cases of water, all this food.
And it all adds up.
And wheels. So, you know, like.
Because you had.
I had my wheels. I had 4 wheels and 4 tires in there too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, do you not want to talk about that right now? Because you haven't dropped the video?
No, we can talk about it, but I'm gonna. I mean, people already know there was thousands of people.
Well, that's true. Yeah, everybody who went. Well, that is.
But they all don't know how it went down, so I don't want to talk about that because I'm gonna try to get a video out of that. But my truck has new wheels on it, so that a video about that should be out.
Okay.
Before the next podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, yeah. So that'll fill everybody in. But your new wheels are really cool. Again, won't go into super much detail about it. But the funny thing about that is, and I won't try to reveal too much, was when I rolled up, you were changing the wheels.
Yes.
And I was like, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah. That it was the best. It was funny because I wanted to get
it. It was really good.
It was a whole funny story, which we'll talk about next week. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of help in that. You know, that entire process and the process of those wheels. It wasn't just like. Went and got some new wheels. That entire process was hilarious.
You know what? Let's put a pin in that because
we're going to put a pin in that.
Because you said that video is going to be dropping before not this week, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we'll put a pin in that and circle back. What else? There was just so many moving parts.
This was a funny thing to talk about this weekend.
Yes. I'll let you go talk about as much as you want to talk about it.
So most people know that at the Forbidden Fantasy show, to be on the grass, you have to be in full paint.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't make that decision until in 2016, the first year at the Avi, right before we started rolling cars in. We had an idea that we were like, okay, well, how many, we can fit so many on the grass and so many on the asphalt. How do we, if we just do first come first serve on the grass.
It'll be full of everything.
It'll be full of everything. And then they'll be like, we want kind of the premier spot on the grass. And then the asphalt, you work your way into the grass type thing or big club, whatever. It doesn't matter. But we made that decision literally right before people rolled in 2016. And Jesse and Danny are the gatekeepers of the grass, you know, and
shout out to Jesse.
Jesse is like, I was like, okay, paint your cars. And if this fool sees a primer spot, you're not going on the grass.
Mm-mm.
He is, and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's that's it. And so this year we had these coins and you had to send a picture of your vehicle in. We approved it. And then there was a grass list. So when outside in the parking lot, when you walked up to registration, you said, my name is, and I have a grass spot. And then they would check your grass spot. And you would get a colored window sticker. And then you were supposed to get a coin at registration, but we changed that at the last minute. Because we knew if we gave them this coin, they could give it to a friend or they could pass it along. Or Erica and them are not going to, their vehicle's not next to registration, so they're not looking at it.
Right. Yeah, they're just doing the process.
It's not Erica and Carmen's job to dictate who goes on the grass and who doesn't.
Right.
So Jesse was like, I'm going to take the coins. And I'll give them their coin as they roll in, as long as their shit checks out.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. There was one, we were giving Ryan Payson from Negative Camber with that Dodge Ram such a hard time. Because at first I didn't think it laid out and we were going to be like, you can't park right there in that spot. And then he lays it out. It's body dropped on 24.
Right. Yeah.
And then Jesse's like, it's got stock interior. And he's like, we were just.
it kind of veered a little too hard and then kind of like.
Anyways, it worked out. But yeah, so Jesse was like. The gatekeeper. And there was a few people that tried to get on there that he turned around and sent back to the asphalt.
Yeah. I know. We were all kind of on it. And, like, you know, a couple of people had said, and they were purely joking, they're like, man, you guys are mean. I said, yeah, right now, we're not your friends.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny
because... We're cool 99% of the time, but in this little moment right now, yeah, we're here to do a job.
Yeah. And it's we get it right for the most part. You know, like, mm-hmm. it's and we're not saying, like, the asphalt is, like, it's not... It's all the same. We don't charge different for the grass than the asphalt.
Yeah.
We just want to curate the show a certain way.
Right.
And it's worked because people have been like, next year, I'm getting my truck done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be on that grass.
Yeah.
So.
And especially like the other, we kind of did it this year and it kind of took shape. And I say we, when I say we, I mainly say like the club, like Jesse and Danny and everybody involved in that process of getting that done. Because I'm merely, this is also a funny thing. So I'm merely a spectator as well, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm running the booth. We have said many times before that this isn't like a mandatory thing. If you want to participate and do it, then that's excellent. That's cool. But if you don't, that's also cool.
And what you're talking about is our club members. Because it's a,
correct.
It's the Forbidden Fantasy Show and Shite hosted, you know, by our club. But mm-hmm. in 2016, when we moved it to the Avi from Paris, the reason we did that was because Paris was such a hectic thing, and it needed all hands on deck.
Yeah,
where the Avi doesn't, and it's designed to be, if you're in the club and you want to work, cool, because there's some people that like to, and then there's some people that don't. And if you don't want to work, if you just want to go there and party and have fun, then you do that. And there's mm-hmm. there's bonuses and fringe benefits for the people that do work, mm-hmm. and not for the people that don't. Their fringe benefit is they don't have to work; they can hang out and party.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't hang out, just strictly hang out party. I am responsible for the booth.
Well, yeah,
and
no, like I'm
that.
Just saying.
And I do like, kind of help out here and there.
Yeah.
But the thing that I was going to say, which was funny, is since, you know, you're you and I'm like associated kind of like with you because we always set up booths and stuff. People thought that was a hub of information.
Oh, really?
That was void of information. So a few people came up to the booths and said, hey, I need to know about this. I'm like, hey, look. That not happen. You got to go talk to someone over there.
Yeah.
You know, so it was kind of funny how everybody funny. Thought there might be some information to be had, which there was none.
That is funny.
But anyway, I was talking about how it kind of started taking shape at this show, and then you kind of put some thought into it for next year. But that when you come up into the grass area from the parking lot, you come up this driveway, which kind of opens up into the grass. It's like sort of your first taste. If you're coming from that way, you can come through the casino, but I'm talking about this part in particular, is when you come out to the grass, it kind of gives you the first taste of what the show is going to offer you.
Yeah.
And you, what you did was, is, and again, I say you, everybody involved, started to curate it with trucks that are probably the best representation of the entire show.
Yeah.
From our club, not only from our club, because, you know, Tiffany had her truck there, and we'll talk about that in a second. But, you know, you had Oliver's truck in the Stranger and Time Machine, and then the graphicked square body Ranger, that graphicked Toyota from Texas, the orange one.
Yeah.
I felt like when you were entering that area, it was sort of like a very quick summary of what, like, this is what this show's about. Welcome in, you know,
and it was by pure accident that happened.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, again, it was like pure accident, real time.
Yeah. And we started to look down that row on Friday, and it was all mini trucks, and then you had Ryan's Dodge. Yeah. And we're like, man, that's really throwing this off. So I had him move, you know, mm-hmm. just back against the wall there. And he's like, for reals? I'm like, yeah, man, like, I don't want to be a jerk and all this stuff, but at the same time, like, we want to curate that grass.
Right.
So it is just looks awesome. And it was a weird thing because that entire grass with sending the photos in, I approved like 195 grass spots.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the grass could only hold 185. So I was like figuring some people wouldn't make it. Well, when we started parking, we were parking them very tight.
Mm-hmm.
But what that ended up happening was, by the time we were done, there was all these gaps.
Oh, okay.
And there were some gaps we were able to like let all the cars like, hey, you can reposition yourself and get situated now. And then there were some that couldn't. So what's going to happen now next year is we have drone shots of all the spots. So we can count exactly how many vehicles were on there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to add any more spots. Like, we're not going to, we're just going to keep it the way it is and then let everyone
kind of like spread out a little bit more. That, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because that, that gives it more, again, it, it's more of like a, we keep on using this word, but it's the most accurate thing to say is a curation of all of these.
That's exactly what it is. It's like a curation of it. And it, it also like that grass area is, it's a funny thing because everyone's like the grass, but then you have better grass spots than some. You have
that was a thing too.
There was an issue with this. So you have the grass spots that back up right to the water.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants that. You've got grass spots that are flat. Then you have grass spots that are lumpy. And then you have grass spots that are steep.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff. So shout out to every single person that got parked and did not complain.
Yeah.
Because there were some people that were chirping. And when we were walking by, we heard people chirping. Oh, this. Oh, that. And we remember you. Okay, we remember you. If you show up and you complain and all this stuff after our club has done all this hard work to try to make the best thing possible, you're not getting favors later. And there are favors that we do for people when it comes to certain things like rooms, spots, whatever it is. So if you're sitting there chirping and complaining about things and saying we're doing a shitty job at something,
it doesn't go unnoticed.
Does not go unnoticed. And the ones that don't and come up and say they had a good time, thank you, and all that, that goes noticed.
Yeah. And it takes almost nothing to be like that. You know what I mean?
Because not
like,
everybody every year is going to get the best spot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And like I said, well, more to the point that I was going to make is like, you don't, it takes nothing to be cool with everything. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you're still going to have a good time, you know? And again, just the right channels in which to voice your concerns, not complaints, more concerns, you know?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I mean, in reality, I could have the Grinder TV booth up on the grass with my truck next to it. You know what I mean? Like all this stuff, but it's like, nope. Like I follow the same rules too.
Yeah.
You know, we put a couple of club trucks right there on the grass and that's just kind of how we did it. Cause they either drove really far.
Mm-hmm.
They were just redone, you know, just done, just finished or whatever.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, we're talking about Tiffany's truck in particular, one that just got done.
Tiffany's, and Devin's, the Blue Mazda too.
Oh, yeah, yes. Him.
But Tiffany's more because it was, painted. What's that?
What'd you do?
Did you hear that?
Oh my gosh. You almost blow my ears out.
I'm just like rubbing the computer speakers. I was like getting dust away from it. I wonder why it did that.
That's weird. I don't know. You know what? I think you're not coming through this part. You're coming through the, anyway, doesn't matter.
Whatever.
It freaked me out.
Okay.
Sorry. No, Devin came all the way down from Manitoba, Canada. Huge shout out to him and his wife, Tina, and Rob, who came with him.
Yep.
That was such a mission to do. They did that straight through.
Oh, they did do it straight through?
They did it. Well, not straight through, but they slept in their truck.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're hardcore because they did the hardcore Corvette thing when they went to Sparks. And like, you don't want to talk about a hardcore couple.
Yeah.
Because they were just in at that other show last weekend.
The World of Wheels. That's what Tina was telling me. Yeah.
Yeah. Then the other guy that came with them, that's who owned the white Tacoma. So like.
Yeah, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, those guys are hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was killer. And then to Tiffany, I want to give them their flowers also because
we're going to be talking. But here's the thing. We were talking about Tiffany's because it's a Toyota and it's just better.
Well, no, hey, man, soft spot for B-Series Mazda.
I have a soft spot for 84 to 88 trucks because it was my first truck in Forbidden was 84 to 88.
Yes. And I love B-Series Mazda. If Devin had brought down an S10, which actually Rob has. Rob has a square body S10.
Let's just shut up and talk about Tiffany's truck.
That's fine. Good job, Canadian guys. Good job. Okay, Tiffany's truck. So Tiffany's truck was cool because it had been a secret. Tony and Tiffany, they didn't really take any photos of that build. They didn't really share much of it. It was sort of like, boom, here's this truck.
And that was talked about in one of our episodes months ago because
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Because he was having a hard time. He wanted to share stuff. She wanted to keep it a secret. You know,
that's right. So yeah.
We
that's
were talking
right.
about like, mm-hmm. what do you think about, you just don't put everything on social media and then it just comes out and look what happened.
Yeah, it blew everybody away.
Yeah, everyone was like, where'd that come from? You know what I mean?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So what it is, and I don't. So by the way, this episode is going on my channel, so I have to send you this stuff. You have to edit it, send it back to me, and then I have to upload it. So yes, I don't know how much.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of photos to this.
No, not a lot of photos. No. So if you do want to check out photos of this thing, you
just
can go
on the FFF show page on Instagram and check out the coverage. So
exactly. Yeah, yeah. So you'll see it. So if you hear us referencing this truck, you can seek it out and go check it out. But well, it, really, really quick. One thing to shout out is Tony's Instagram, which is
Creative Custom Works.
Yeah, yeah, it's right here. It's Creative Custom Works. All one word. So it's Creative with a K, Custom with a K, and Works WORX.
Because he doesn't know how to spell.
Because Tony is from Indiana and they're educated. No, I'm kidding. yeah, so I'm sure you'll find out everything there. So get that out of the way. But yeah, so what we're talking about is this what year is that buddy? I saw
84 to 88. It's a factory turbo truck.
They bought it kind of already bagged and bodied, and then Tony went through the suspension and redid it. And the reason, another big kind of factor in this whole thing, is he brought it out to California to get painted. So he's from Indiana.
Yep.
He brought it all the way out here to Riverside, to Allen, AKA Airbrushing. And Allen went through and he painted it, did the graphics on it. They were considered graphics, basically.
Yeah. And the other part of that is when Tony drove out here, he left his truck and trailer here.
Right. That was a whole thing too.
Flew home. Because he wanted to sell his dually here. Well, his dually ended up selling. It was a bagged dually on 24s or whatever, 20 something. Ended up selling in Mississippi, so he had to fly back out here.
Get it.
Drive it back to Mississippi. Yeah. Sell it. Rent a car. Drive to Indiana. And then he had to... Now he doesn't have a truck to tow it home. So he bought a truck here, sight unseen, in Phoenix. I picked it up. And then he flew here the week before the show, picked that truck up, drove it to Allen's, worked on the truck for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's on his way. He just sent me pictures of them at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, cool.
He's on his way towing this truck and trailer, or this new truck, new to him truck, and the show truck back to Indiana. So
that, yeah, it's a wild
complete
story.
Adventure.
Yeah. And that's what kind of made the whole experience so cool.
Yeah.
He came here by the compound and stayed a night and we talked, and yeah, he went back down to Allen's and worked on it. And then this is a funny little quick story. So a deep pull from the podcast is the time that I was talking about, I have the same body style Toyota here on the property. It's a standard cab long bed. And so I had to take my kid to school. I said, all right, man, I'll be back. So he's out there walking the compound, checking everything out. And he's like, oh, hey, Frank's got that body style Toyota. Oh, it's got the same shifter I need, because he needed a shifter for Tiffany's truck. And so he's like, oh, yeah, I want to get. So he goes and opens the door and is looking at the shifter and doesn't see the dead cat on the, on the bench.
So we're talking about a real dead cat, not
it
a
is
camera.
A real dead
not
cat.
A, not a.
Yeah, not a little microphone deal.
Not this.
Yeah, not that.
Yeah.
An actual dead cat. And it that was so. And it, what was also funny about that scenario, I get home and he's like, what's up with the cat? And I said, yeah, I told him, and had a little bit of a laugh. But then he actually had to get the shifter out of the truck, and I'm not moving the cat. So he's like very, like almost surgically working around this thing to get the shifter off. It was so funny. But yeah, so that was good. Yeah, just a good time all around. And then, so he goes, he's here, he goes back to Allen's. Allen, oh, do you know Allen drove his truck to the show?
Yes.
Yeah, so Allen also has the same body style Toyota extra cab long bed that he finished last year and brought to the show. And this year he wanted to drive it, and he did. He drove it all the way from Riverside out to Laughlin. And so they met down there, and he brings it to the show. And I mean, it was just like amazing. Tony pulls up and is sitting on the trailer, and it just looks so bad. It looks so cool. And I think that was really cool for them to experience that. I mean, they got accolades all weekend long.
Yeah.
I found myself, like, every time I walked past it, I had a snap of, like, if you were following my stories over the weekend, that truck showed up so many times just because, like, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to cruise by and grab a photo.
It's also
of it, you know?
Just like a great paint job. It's so, it looks so clean and new. Mm-hmm.
And also, you said that's the same color that you want to paint your truck.
Yeah, it's a Toyota Windchill Pearl.
Windchill, that's what it's called. Yeah, because Tony was asking me, like, what's that thing called? And I was like, I have no idea.
And the wheels are very nice on it.
Yep.
19s. billet wheels, but they just like, they just, it just looks good. It looks classic and mm-hmm. modern at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The whole thing came together really well. The subtle stuff in the paint that, you know, I was talking to Alan, and the subtle stuff that he did in the paint with, because like basically Alan has a very similar paint job. His is root beer brown mm-hmm. with like different browns on his, like, because what the graphics are specifically is they're kind of exaggerated stock Toyota, the little line, swoopy line thing. Mm-hmm. And so what Alan told me, he's like, yeah, man. He's like, basically everything I learned on mine, I did better on theirs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, fattening up the lines, doing it with a little bit, like one, they're different sizes. And like, just like he said, like he just learned off of his truck what would look better if he did it again. And he had the opportunity to do it. And he just killed it. Yeah. Just absolutely killed it. So, yeah. So, big congratulations to them. It was funny. I had a couple people hit me up about it, tell me how cool it is. And then someone asked me, like, did they win an award? And I was like, no.
Yeah. Because
they're in. Oh, and that was the other. There was another thing with that truck. Is he found an original. He found the original Forbidden Fantasy template. And had a guy in Moreno Valley paint the logo in it with the original Forbidden Fantasy template.
Well, that guy that painted the logo, it was the guy that paints our logos.
Oh, I didn't. Why we have very few. I don't.
But back in the day, that's it. He didn't find the template. He just found the guy that painted our logo.
Okay. Let me say that. No, you said it correctly. Yeah. Yes, it was the guy who painted the logos, but he used the original template from back in the day. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because we, like you said, we don't have many people that get painted logos. And it made me go, I have a painted logo on my truck right now.
Right.
Eric did it, and he did it on the inside. But, you know, Eric's not an airbrush artist. Eric,
right.
He's just a talented person. But you could see the airbrushing and the depth mm-hmm. to it. And like, it just took me back to the OG old
school
logos.
Yeah, old school. Yeah.
Yeah.
In my old, I was telling Tony this, in my old club, like, that was like a requirement, was to have painted logos.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, this was like a long time ago when logos, because like logos, when I got into the scene in the early 2000s, logos were still kind of prevalent, but they were dying out somewhat.
Yeah.
Now I think they're complete. There are some people who have painted logos. No Regrets does a lot of painted logos.
Same guy does them.
Yeah. And that's right. Yeah. The same guy does those logos. But back then it was like a mandatory thing. And so, yeah, it was really cool to see. More accolades. Joey, San Diego Joey, drove his truck from San Diego to the show.
Yeah, and he wasn't going to even bring his truck.
I know. You kind of persuaded him.
I'm going to be a very persuasive person when it comes to driving vehicles or getting your trucks to shows now.
You said, hold on. You said this as a joke before. Like, now that I have a truck now, everybody.
Oh, there's always truth to some. There's some truth to it. Because. Yeah. Before, I was like, whatever, you don't have to bring your truck. That's uh-huh. because I didn't have one there. So if you brought yours, then you guys would pressure me to bring mine, and I didn't want that. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just kind of a piece of shit. But but yeah, so he was like, yeah. But actually what happened, it did nothing to do with my truck. Mm-hmm. It was knowing that all the work Tony was putting into Tiffany's truck. And then it was mm-hmm. like knowing Devin was bringing his truck from Canada. And then I'm like, hey, SoCal guys that are 3 hours away, we should probably 2 hours away for you. No, but I'm just like,
oh no, we're gonna get there. Go ahead.
Yeah, like make a effort to, and but at the same time, it's kind of my fault because in previous years, I said it doesn't matter if you bring our club trucks because it's our show.
Right. But on the other side of the coin, I think again, like this was a very interesting year for a lot of things. Because I think that's going to change too.
I do.
Seeing all the club, I mean, and we'll go through each one more specifically, but let's just go through them. We had Joey, you, Tiffany,
Devin,
Steve, because he was on the artwork. Yeah. Joe from
Bakersfield. And Joe drove his too.
Joe drove his all the way from Bakersfield. He's got a full size Ram. Yep. Well, they're all full size Rams, but he has a 4-door Ram that's you know, bodied on big wheels, and he brought that. Who am I forgetting? I think that was all of them. But yeah, but I mean, to see that, I think is, and the club members attending, seeing that, I think that's going to change too.
I think so too.
And because I'm not going to do that again. I on the reel, I felt real bad. I was
yeah.
I was like, man,
But see, it has an effect when you see other people putting in an effort.
It does. And you don't even like, you don't even, we joke about what you're saying about you having a truck now.
Yeah.
You don't even need to do anything. Because just that happening is like a cascading effect. Because now I'm like, there's no way I'm not bringing my truck next year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I always say it's not a, you never tell people what to do. You do it and then people will just follow. And and Ernie Macias is the one that was really good about this. Because Ernie always had, as being the president of his club, he always had cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He always took his trucks. He always went to stuff. He never had to say, to tell anyone to do anything. Because they just did it because he did it.
Right.
And they wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So that's like for any clubs out there listening or anybody, for almost anything, if you just do the thing, and then people will just come along with you at some point in time.
And that's what, and Joey said so many times, he's like, I am so glad I brought my truck. I'm so glad that I did it. And then you kind of got into it too, like and you may have started a little something, but when you jumped in your truck and cruised around with Shane, the Chaos Taco, like, and that might have opened up a little can of worms, but that quickly got put away. But I mean, but what the reason I'm bringing that up is because of the excitement. Like everybody since you've kind of like not finished a truck, obviously, but gotten to the truck to where it is now. A lot of people ask you, "Oh my God, how is exciting?" You're like, that was the first moment I've actually seen you genuinely like excited to do something.
Yeah.
And you jumped in that thing and you just kind of took a little hollow out.
I was talking to someone and because me and Shane had, so Shane's truck, we and my truck, we both pushed ours in last year off of trailers.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And we both were like, that dude, I mean, I don't know if you went over and looked at his engine compartment.
Oh yeah. I've seen it come together.
It's sick. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, and he's done all that work in his garage. And it, you know, it's so cool to see the different processes of my truck versus his truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both started from like not a lot, and now they're running and driving and all that stuff. But just a week ago, his wasn't running, and he was like, "I'm gonna have to push it in."
Oh, really? Because, I didn't know that.
Because his is drive by wire, so like it doesn't have the factory computer and all that stuff. It needed a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it like 2 days before the show it started like Thursday or Wednesday night or something. So like I saw him start and he goes, "We're going to do it. We're going to cruise afterwards. We'll cruise together around the parking lot."
Yeah.
And so I was standing there talking to someone and I saw him take off and I go, "Got to go."
Yeah.
And I just,
you beelined it to your truck.
Yeah. Started. And then I was like this. And then he came back around and someone's like, "Brian's over there." He's like, "Where?" They're like, "We can't see him. His truck's too low." So then he got behind and then we did another lap. And then we stopped and then these dudes hopped in this dually and they started cruising and they were like cheering me on when I drove by them. And then, so I walked over to their dually. I was like, "Look, man, you can't cruise." And he goes, "What?" I go, "I can cruise." No, I said, "Just make a lap." I was like, "Then put it away." Whatever.
It could have got out of hand pretty quick, but it was a cool moment.
It did real quick with that Harley or that bike.
What happened? Explain to me what happened. All I heard was there was a, some sort of dust up, but I didn't tell me what happened.
So I was moving. I went and got the Titan, went and got the enclosed trailer because I wanted to get everything loaded up. And I had to move the trailer up. And Glenn got in my truck and moved my truck. So I'm pulling the trailer up. And Glenn's in front of me moving this. So I couldn't stop and like get out of my truck. But someone's like, Brandon from SoCal. He's like, "That dude over there is like doing wheelies on something and going up and down the road, like hauling as fast as he could, putting his hand on the ground, wheelie standing straight up."
In the parking lot or on the street?
In the parking lot.
Oh,
of the show.
Oh, wow.
Like where the taco stand was, basically. Really? kind of right there.
And was it like a street bike or like what kind of bike was
it?
It
was like a,
not that it matters, but.
Yeah, like a street dirt bike, but I don't know. It wasn't small, but so I finally, Brandon and the other guy went up there, and then I finally got out of my truck, and Joey like was leading the charge, and the guy stopped, took his helmet off, and turned around, and Joey's like, "Hey, we're trying to throw our show here next year. Like, what are you doing? You need to get out of here." Mm-hmm. And the guy like looked and put his helmet and it was like, "I'm sorry. I'm leaving," and immediately put his helmet on and took off, and Joey was like, "Damn, you know, that dude really listened to me. And what happened was, is Joey turned around and saw like 15 big dudes, all of us behind him coming up. And that dude saw all of us.
Yeah.
And was like, no, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Was he part of the show or he's just a local or something? I don't know. Who knows?
He pulled up next to someone that was part of the show. So I don't know if he was their buddies or something, but yeah, that was, it wasn't a big deal. It could have been though. It could have started something. So.
Yeah. But that was it. There was no really dust ups of anything. Everybody was super chill.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it was really good. I mean, behind, I'm yawning.
Easy, man. We still got 20 minutes to go.
I know. behind the scenes, there was a couple of small things, but nothing. You know, the Avi was super happy.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Seeing so many great people. Lonnie and Radar, this is not their first time coming out to the show.
No, but it was Stuart's first time coming out.
And I was going to bring up Stuart. Yeah, yeah, Stuart came out. And I hung out with him a bunch during the weekend. It was super cool. He kept on saying to me, he's like, I don't know what to do myself. Because he just came out, you know, no booth or not just by himself. And well, I don't know if by himself, but he just came out. And he kept on saying like, I don't know what to do. I just, what am I going to do? So it was cool. But he had a really good time. Everybody who like he, even Lonnie being not his first time, Lonnie and Radar, not their first time coming. They're still like, this is like, so different. This is so cool. And Stuart was saying the same thing. He's like, man, he's like, this is like, and I'm probably going to not quote him correctly, but the vibe that he was giving is just like, it's just such a different experience than all the stuff that he does. Like a same, like he said, it reminds him of like a last resort, you know, before, you know, the show that he throws. And, but he just loved it. He said the vibe was good. Everything was super cool.
Yeah. It's definitely like chill vibes. It was cool. Mm-hmm. Like Jimmy Broyles was out there. He's the one that throws Slamboree. Mm-hmm. And he brought his that dually that was parked behind the mini trucks right there. There was like the
red. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he brought that out and like, yeah. And it was just cool. Severtides had their huge area over there. Like they moved and really did in Freaks. And yeah, it was just really cool.
So I want to talk about Severed in particular because out filming, I was obviously out filming the show. I was going through Severed. They brought the heat, dude. They brought out so many nice trucks. I couldn't I mean, obviously, obviously Severed is a big club and they have a lot of nice trucks. And I'm not saying that it's surprising they have nice trucks. What I'm saying is it's just like, wow, whoa, wow. You know what I mean? Like everything was so super cool. Yeah. And they were almost mostly all mini trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost all of them. I even got a chance to check out Eric's old truck. With all the interior done?
Yeah. Look so good.
Damn, so good. Yeah. So it was like super, that was so super cool to see. So many cool rides. Even some like, I don't want to say oddball ones, but definitely different. Like that Volkswagen Hot Rod.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and the gray Mazda sick. That was out here from Phoenix that did the embossed flames and the
weird, with the that Lincoln. Thing had been, has been under construction forever.
Yeah.
You know,
it was red finally, at one point in time.
Yeah, it's been bare metal, it's been red, it's been so many different things.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was finally finished and that came out super cool.
When we do the judging, it's like Jose, Glenn, Steve, Adam, they go out and Tony was a part of that crew and Cheesy was a part of the judging stuff. And then we all come in. I think you had come into the office, our quote unquote easy up office, when we were all in the round table about it.
No, I didn't.
But we're all, so then they all come in and then I get involved and just like listen and we all talk about like, because we didn't have a best of mini truck this year. We had a top five mini trucks.
Which was cool. I didn't know that until the awards, basically. Yeah. Such a good idea.
Yeah. So we were talking, we're like, that gray truck, Sean Wigman's truck, it's such a different truck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, you're going to really like it, appreciate it. Not like it, but appreciate it, you know, because doing headlight mods like that and taillight mods like that is, it's ballsy, you know?
It is. Well, yeah. And that was always the kind of the thing with that truck. I don't know. Is he the original builder? Is he had it the whole time or has it changed hands?
I think so.
I'm not 100% sure myself, but yeah, there was times, even like with those embossed flames, it was like, I mean, I'm not talking crap about him, but it's one of those things where you're like, I don't know. And then it all comes together and you're like, oh yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah. I see the vision. But
like we were saying, like even if you don't like it or you like something else over it, like a regular truck, like a clean body dropped truck with factory headlights and factory taillights or shaved whatever, you have to like appreciate the ballsiness that it took to do that. And, 100%. And just being different. It's just, it's not the same. And people aren't doing that stuff anymore.
Right.
Everyone is so like me. Mm-hmm. OEM plus, basically.
Basically. You know? Oh, that's I like that. OEM plus. Actually, it's the first time I've heard you say that. That's really cool. Yeah,
I was thinking about that actually on the way here, getting that license plate made.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
No.
OEM
so plus. No one in Arizona, please. No one.
Yeah. Don't do that. Can you because we can go right into that.
Yeah.
Can you get customized historical plates?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm going to rock the historical plate for a little while.
Yeah.
And then I'll get a personalized plate of some sort. Arizona has like 100 different themed plates you can get.
Right. Yeah.
It's stupid. So, speaking of license plates, Rich from Canada. Surprised me because I was like, hey, I want a license plate holder bracket, you know, because he makes them really, really nice.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, how do you want it? I go, surprise me, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. And he did it. And it themes off of the sheet metal bed with the mesh and all that stuff. And like, it looks so sick. So,
and not only that, he came and installed it on your truck for you.
I know.
And not only that, didn't just like put it on. This fool comes out with he drilled holes and then he put in the little things that are threaded and he put those in and he brought all these tools. And I'm just like, I'm looking at all this crap go down. I'm like, what is happening?
I feel so insanely special right now.
especially with all the other stuff too, which we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to go too deep into like everything, but I just want to thank Rich because that was freaking really cool.
Yeah, no, that was awesome.
And, man, there was so much stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of threw me off there, but
no, yeah, we kind of went off that. But just to kind of finish up the whole severed ties thing, the convertible Mazda, which we were talking about, the one that kind of blew me away, but I was just like, and I've seen it before, I think it's finished at this point. Is Gage's extra cab 8995?
Mm-hmm.
That greenish one.
Yep.
Look, it looks so like it was already looking killer, like with the wheels like he picked out and stuff. But the finished product, killer.
There's too many. Even when we moved to the top 5 mini truck, we were just like, "Oh, this is we might do a top 10 next year."
Which is like the culmination of all of this, like all of these ideas. Again, something about this particular year, a culmination of all these ideas finally came to fruition. This is a mini truck show with the most premier mini trucks. Sans Mini, like you can't. Mini NAS is something separate. We're talking about this show and the West Coast, even though people came out. But yeah, it's a premier mini truck show.
But I want it to be both,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing: is it can be both. You know what I mean? It can be the premier, but I don't want people to think, "Oh, you have to have the dopest thing to go,"
or a mini truck.
Yeah. But there were a few people that I don't think understand that this is a mini truck show.
Oh.
And we want to fill the grass with mini trucks and customs.
Mm-hmm.
Not things that are like stock. I say stock, like I mean like a a stock car with just wheels on it or a hot rod or a classic car that's maybe just, you know what I mean? Like, not too many people. Most people understand it, but like if you don't get approved for the grass or whatever, or even though your car's nice, like don't feel bad. But this is a mini truck show, custom.
Yeah.
You know, so there will be cars, but they're going to be laid out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have wild paint jobs on them.
Yeah. Or just crazy things like that. That Porsche.
Yeah.
Which was just wild. The whole thing was just wild.
The guy
was even wild. We won't talk about him.
Can't talk about what happened with that dude, but if anybody wants to know, hit me up. No. But so that's like the hard balance too, because there's so many nice things and we still want them to be there, but we also want people to like, okay, I'll give you a good example. Lifted trucks. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of lifted trucks that were super sick. Even one that won best audio. And that green Dodge Ram that was out. It was like a crew cab old Ram.
It was green.
It was super, super, super nice. But we're not going to put the lifted trucks on the grass.
Right.
You know, even Izzy from Severed with the big old thing. He's like,
yeah, with the dually thingy.
He can't park in the grass.
Yeah.
because the grass is for these things.
Yeah.
These custom things, whether it's a mini truck, a full-size truck, a car, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like, we're choosing those things. We're choosing what to allow on there. And if mm-hmm. we're not saying you're not allowed to be there. We're just saying this is kind of where we want this to be. Yeah. So,
and that's been the vision for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been slow adjustments and little things here and there, but this is the most ideal, not the most, but this is on its way to be the most ideal vision of that, what that can be.
Yeah.
And I think people appreciate that. And it, like, I think although some people do get upset and, like you were saying earlier, people chirping and stuff, although that's going to happen, I think the majority of the people respect it and they like it.
And even, you know, I was talking a little crap about the people chirping earlier. I understand why you chirp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but just try to understand when, before those words exit your head or those opinions exit your head, or and you take any sort of action mm-hmm. with that, just hold on tight.
Yeah.
Because, like, there were things that happened at our show and they weren't perfect, but once we got it sorted out, everything was totally fine.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
Yeah. And I think everybody had fun. Everybody did good. All the vendors, you know, seeing everybody, there was me, you, Lindsay, Body Drop Clothing out there, Bio Customs, you know, Killer Wax Arizona. Like, I think everybody, like, was happy.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody's happy. The raffle was cool. The raffle, like, dude, I've never seen that many people posted up for the raffle before, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was a ton of people. Almost looked like awards.
Yeah. And I understand people go up there because they see all the people and they're waiting for awards too, but a lot of those people were for the raffle. And the raffle's such a weird thing. We talked about this before because
I want to bring up a little point. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, so the club is pretty proud of the raffle, how it's evolved over the years. Yeah. It went from, you know, usually raffles are like, okay, vendors, give me like a little something, and then you end up with a bunch of whatever. You a couple years ago said, we're gonna kind of try to change the vision of this, and we're gonna turn it into a thing that you want to participate in by upping the things we're giving away, which is like tools and bags and compressors and just like cool stuff you want, you know, not like, I won't try to say anything in particular, but not stuff that you would normally get.
Yeah.
And so you did, you had the vision, you executed it, but in one moment, I don't know what you said, but you looked at me and you said something almost like, yeah, it's still a long drawn out thing. Like,
so I had
a raffle's a raffle.
A raffle's a raffle, dude. I had this little vision of, I told Roulette, I said, hey, I'm going to have Joey do the raffle this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he goes, okay. And then like later in the day, he goes, so who said something about me? And I'm like, no one said, you know what I mean? And I was like, he's like, I got fired from the raffle. And I'm like, look, man, it's nothing against you. I just know you hate it.
That, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it sometimes comes through in your voice.
Yeah.
So I was like, actually, I was trying to do you a favor.
Right.
So you didn't have to. So you kind of, you know, and Joey is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work out like it had because Joey had never done that before.
Mm.
So me and Joey were trying to do these things and we just didn't get it. And it actually Roulette just like, he was like, nope. And he took it back.
And he took over and he knocked it all apart.
Because he knows what he's doing.
Right. Yes.
And we don't. And that's just the way it works sometimes. You let the pros handle what they do.
Exactly.
And then that's it. So,
and that's the thing. We've said that a lot about this show before, is let people do where they shine. And it's like Roulette doing that. And it's
Jesse Carmen.
Yeah, Jesse and Danny, you know, doing that stuff. And Carmen and Erica running the registration. Yeah. And Glenn, you know, kind of taking the helm as far as the judging and stuff like that and everything
Glenn's
else.
Glenn's become like the general manager of things.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool to see him kind of like really fit that role.
And he's always been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And every year Glenn's always like, what can I do to help? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, not nothing. What can I do to help? And I'm like, oh, no, nothing. But when we get to the show, obviously, but now like this year, I figured out the things that I can have him do and the things that Eric, there's already like all these things in place for next year that are going to make it run smooth. Like Erica took home some of the registration stuff. I did.
Yeah. That's what you were saying. Yeah. The kind of like the back behind the scenes thing.
Yeah. So like next year when I go to order window stickers from Doug, I'm going to have Doug mail them to her instead of me.
So she can get everything organized how she wants it.
Yep.
and put it right into action.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then, yeah, but back to the raffle. The raffle was sick, and I have a little idea just to make it run a little smoother, but like you said, there is no way around it. Raffles are just...
They just take time.
You call a number, you wait for them to do it, you give them their prize. The only way to do it a little faster or a little is there isn't.
Yeah.
As long as the prizes are cool. Mm-hmm. But we kind of did a had a cool. We were throwing all that stuff to the crowd.
That was fun. And I got into that.
You were having... You were like, oh, you... Did you hit someone with one of the okay, so what I wanted to talk about too is we had these cool acrylic things made. Mm-hmm. So RC Auto Glass, which Will McDougal is like a part of, you know, or doing videos for, they spent like 2 or 3 days making these laser engraved.
They were
coins and
this they're is like numbered necklace. Numbered lanyard medallions. I don't know.
Yeah, this is like one of 100. Mm-hmm. So they made
you got one?
Yeah, they gave me one. So like limited edition things, and they didn't get there in time for us to hand out each one to each registered vehicle. They were late.
Oh, is that why the other ones were there? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we ended up just throwing those into the crowd.
Well, it started because ViAir gave us a bunch of stuff. They gave us like some keychains to throw out, and we were started. That's what started it.
Yeah.
And like, and I just like Jose was throwing a couple. I was like, oh well, okay. I threw it, and I'm like, this is really fun. And I was like grabbing more handfuls like, ah!
And the one thing I forgot, like back like behind the scenes, we have all these badass raffle prizes, right? Uh-huh. I forgot the filler stuff, like t-shirts.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And like little things to like, oh, here's a battery charger or a battery tender and a shirt.
Yeah.
And so that's when I looked at you. I was like, Frank, go to the Grindr TV booth and get some shirts. And you brought some shirts. You didn't bring me any Custom Life t-shirts.
I brought you a banner.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, because, like, you know, the thing is, and because, like, I was actually talking to Los. He came by the booth, and he's a real quick shout out to him. He's celebrating his 15th anniversary of throwing his cruise night.
Yeah.
And so he's putting together, I don't know if he's announced yet, but I think it's okay to say this. So he's going to do a thing where he's going to have, like really nice prizes every month to give away to celebrate the 15 years. And so he's like, yeah, can you give me some stuff? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And our thing that we kind of do is we give him banners. I said, yeah, man, I'll make some banners. I'll have them shipped to you. Boom, bang. It's really super simple. And the thing about the t-shirts is they're cool, but, you know, like you give an extra large to a 3X guy or a tiny little person gets a 3X. Like,
but I can't give a banner with a battery charger.
Yeah, I get that.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, I get that part.
But I forgot to like go to Body Dropped and get t-shirts. I forgot to go to like Pretty Low and get a couple of t-shirts and all these things. So I'm like, oh, it's so funny because you have all those little things and then you forget about the big things. Mm. But then you get the big things, you forget about the little things.
Right.
But yeah, it was good. But that audio table looked killer. Chris brought up even more stuff for us.
And that was, you know what? That was really, you had like a in the moment idea that worked out so good. You told him, You don't know this audio equipment, but you told him like, hey, you put the packages together that make the most sense.
Yeah.
And he did. And he curated these like perfect things to give away rather than like, you know, giving out, the component kit. And that was a killer idea on the spot and it worked out really well. And I think the last audio that we did, which was sort of like the grand prize basically, which was like the deck and the amp and the components and everything. Like there was like hype to it. And the way he set it up, he did like, two component kits, and then he did like a head unit and an amp. But then the last one was everything. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Did you see where we messed up in the entire thing too?
No.
With the big wheel. So we had this huge gold raffle bin wheel there.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse brought that. Okay. You know? So then we had these three acrylic clear
I saw
boxes.
Those.
So one represented the tools and miscellaneous, one represented audio, one represented air ride stuff so you could put your ticket. So when we got done with one giving away that whole table, I was like, we were supposed to dump, we were going to dump all the tickets into the gold spinny wheel thing.
After like one table was done.
Yeah. But what happened was, is everyone thought where there was a grand prize afterwards, but the gold wheel ended up just being a place for the tickets to be.
Oh, so people were watching you dump because these tickets
we
in.
At first we were going to dump each box into the gold wheel and pick the, and use the gold wheel to spin it and then pick. But then we go, okay, but in between each one, we have to take all of the tickets out of that because people don't want to mix their tickets with these other ones. So we ended up not using the golden wheel. And we ended up messing with people's minds because they saw us putting all the tickets in there. Like there was some sort of grand prize at the end. And then we stopped and everyone's like, that's it? We're like, that's it. Sorry.
Well, there was a grand prize at the end.
Well,
the two-parter. Let's talk about switches first.
Yes.
Okay. So Switch Suspension announced at the show that they're going to be giving away a Toyota pickup truck, a bagged and bodied Toyota pickup.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it at Mini Nats. And if you want to enter, first you got to go to Mini Nats, and then they're going to be selling these posters. And when you purchase a poster, that gets you entered to win this truck.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more info about the truck, go to Switch Suspension's Instagram, and you can find out exactly what the truck is. And first of all, thanks to Switch for being our sponsor for this podcast. And so that's why I figured we start with them first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that they announced that they're giving away this truck at the show, and they kind of debuted it there. And then the grand prize for the raffle was
the announcement.
Yeah, the announcement that Forbidden Fantasy is giving away a truck.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna give. We gave away a truck back in 2008 as a club, and it was a full show truck that started from a stock factory 8488 Toyota Extra Cab Turbo factory turbo truck, and we had someone within the club bag and body drop it. Then we had some people within the club do all the body work and paint, and then we sent it off to interior, full stereo system, wheels, tires, bed lined, even had Shane, OG Shane characters, put a BMX because he ran the BMX track there at Paris.
Yeah.
He donated a BMX bike and we put it in the bed of it. So like, we're not going to do all that this time.
Right? No, I'm letting you know all of that to let you down. That is not going to be that.
It's not going to be that. You can do all that after you, we're going to get one and we're going to do the suspension on it.
Yeah,
we're gonna get a running driving truck that has decent paint, that has all of the stuff there. You know, if we need to replace, it's basically identical to what we're doing with the red Toyota right now.
Yeah.
So if you're watching that,
it's not the red Toyota.
It's not the red.
That's Toyota. That's Eric's truck.
But it will be basically because we're probably gonna start with an '89 to '95 Toyota because they're the pretty much very easy to bag and the parts are plentiful and. You know, you're not trying, it's not a 84 to 88 would be cool too, but like you're not trying to hunt down parts, and those trucks are a little bit more expensive and whatever. So yeah, we're going to attempt to do this big truck giveaway. I don't know all the details yet, but we're going to give it away at our show next year.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Just like I said earlier, there was something different about this show that I think is very excited for the future.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I have some notes. A couple notes.
If anybody has questions about our show,
yeah,
questions about behind the scenes, questions about anything, send them to our Instagram so we can, cause I'm sure we're going to come up with so much crap that we didn't talk about on this for next week.
And so. we'll actually save these cause they're good and we'll save those for next week.
Oh, Will's going to be very upset at you for that.
Will, you know what? I think Will is he's like, wait, why do I got to be the bad guy? Will's not the bad guy.
So here's the thing. We got our balls busted the other day because Lindsay did. Saying, I knew that was a joke that Will said in that. I meant to tell Lindsay this at the thing, but I've totally forgot. I knew Will was joking. I was also joking. There was this joke. So when we talk about Will and this mean person, it's a joke too.
Yeah, Will is the nicest guy.
Yeah. Like we're just making Will out to be this evil monster boss. It's all a joke. We don't get butt. Well, maybe a little butt hurt. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, that's okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, man. Well, we did it. Well, now
we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. We recorded it, but now we got
to. Might be the only ones that ever hear this podcast. You never know.
Maybe. Well, let's hope so. I do want to surprise everybody because, like I said, I kept on telling a lot of people. I'm like, well, maybe it's probably gonna be Tuesday, and everybody's like, yeah, it makes total sense. You guys are here at the show doing all of this stuff.
That's what we need to be better at.
What's that? Well, a lot of things, but what in particular are you talking about?
I need to buy an extra body so we can display a drop t-shirt.
Oh yeah, that's right. Instead of just like swap meet hanging them up on the easy up.
I like at one point I turn around and go, man, we still haven't put a drop shirt up. Yeah. Kind of suck.
The other thing, we're criticizing ourselves as far as the drop is concerned, I forgot the drop choice trophy for the show.
Oh yeah. I forgot even about that until you said you forgot it.
No. I remembered a long time ago, and I wasn't going to say nothing. Oh. Joey goes, hey, who did you guys pick for the drop choice?
Oh, shut up. And I heard that. Yeah. I go, what are you guys talking about? You're like, nothing. I'm all, what happened?
Yeah. Thanks, Joey. Throw me under the bus, man.
Who would we have picked?
I'm gonna change my answer for next week's episode, but yeah. Off the top of my head, I love that Mazda, the standard cab Mazda that was baby blue with the graphics.
Oh yeah, he got a top, so we probably.
Oh yeah, he did.
That's Ryan from Local Finesse.
I think. Yeah, Jeremy brought that black truck, which I kept on calling a Raider.
Yeah,
but I got an Australian mini truck in Lesson, and he explained to me that. That's not a Raider because it's not. That's Jeremy's thing is not an Australian truck. It's a Japanese truck, which is completely different.
Yeah, because they didn't make the Mazda version in Australia. It was a Ford version, right?
And exactly, yeah. And that's called the Raider. And yeah. I forget. It's called like a Mazuma,
something
like that. Anyway, so yeah, so Jeremy brought that really cool black Mazda SUV. But yeah, one that stopped me dead in my tracks was that the baby blue Mazda. And it's just because like it was there last year with no graphics and it was killer. But to me, my favorite part of that truck was the such pale paint. Because like usually like, you know, like Eron's truck is like bright graphics and also a bright yellow truck. But this one is this like very subtle baby blue truck with popped wild graphics on it. And that I like stopped them all. Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what would have been my choice.
Cool. Yeah, that would have been a good choice. I would have definitely 100% agreed with that. I would have just given it to Tiffany.
Oh, we could have done that too.
That would have been kind of cool. It would have been a little like a whatever, but like say she wasn't part of the club, then that would have been my pick.
Yeah.
Anything. That's the thing, right?
Yeah, you could have just closed your eyes and pointed at something and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. We'll see you next week. I'm going to go sleep.
Are you going to go sleep? For long.
Yeah.
You have to review the episode and put it up. You don't have to review it, but you got to put it up.
I got to put it up and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of being joking, but I'm exhausted, dude. I'm so tired. This coffee helped me with it. But anyway. All right.
Go buy drop shirts because we need gas money to go to Mini Nats in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys later.